Newstalk ZB, it is now 5:19. Well, a random audit of 90 Auckland pharmacies has garnered a swathe of concerning results. Medicines Control, which is a division of the Ministry of Health, has released a report. Auditors found cases of controlled drugs not being held in a safe, methadone being left on a bench, weighing equipment not up to date, and cases where pharmacists were making their own decisions to give more than the prescribed amount of Viagra. Mark Bedford is the chair of the Pharmacy Council, whose job it is to regulate pharmacists in order to protect the public. And Mark Bedford is with me. Good evening to you, sir.
Yeah, hi, Larry. How are you?
What was your reaction when you read about some of these failings? I mean, it sounds pretty bad, pretty serious.
Yes, well, the Pharmacy Council is very concerned about the results of this audit. There seem to be a significant number of pharmacies where, although the risk is low, the Pharmacy Council needs to review that in detail and understand just how these issues relate to patient safety.
Methadone being left on a bench, Viagra, pharmacists making their own decisions to give more than recommended, and paracetamol being sold in large quantities without a prescription. This is serious. How serious is it?
Well, we don't know the answer to that, Larry, because we haven't simply got the detail. You've seen the report. I've seen the report. But like all New Zealanders, the Pharmacy Council and the pharmacy profession wants only the highest standard of practice. The Council confident that the majority of these pharmacies in New Zealand are upholding the high quality. But until we get the details of this audit and the notification from Medicines Control, we are unable to unpick this.
This was a random audit of Auckland pharmacies. How do we know these practices are not more widespread nationwide?
Yeah. That's a very good question, and I guess one of the answers to that is that we don't. But as I just alluded to, we are confident with the processes that we have in place, we audit 3,600 pharmacists a year. That's how many in the country. They have to maintain their professional development. But this has thrown up some issues that need further investigation.
Your role at the Pharmacy Council is to regulate pharmacists, right?
Correct.
To help keep the public safe. Have you been able to do that in this case?
Well, in this case, we haven't, because we haven't simply got the notifications from Medicines Control. We will work closely with Medicines Control over this issue and look at the detail. And we're as concerned about the safety of the public as everyone.
Why are they not releasing the information, do you believe?
Well, look, I'm not sure. I'm sure they have their own process, and you'd need to ask that question of that. We've been trying to get the information out of them, and I'm sure it will be forthcoming. But it is a little bit, it's frustrating to say the least, that because obviously we need to find out whether the issues are significant.
I'm sorry, clarify, you basically work for the ministry, don't you?
So we're appointed under the HPCA Act. We're a ministerial appointment. We look after the competence of pharmacists. Medicines Control regulate pharmacies. And it is a fine line, but the regulators need to work and do work together closely.
Mm. But you can't do your job right now, can you?
No, but I'm sure that the notifications, once they come, will put them through our very robust processes.
Thank you. That is Mark Bedford, Chair of the Pharmacy Council. It's 5:23.